So hello all and welcome, and in this video I would like to discuss the downfall that is highlighted, that is talked about in the recent documentary that was made about Boogie. It's a great documentary, by the way, a lot of interesting information, gives us a window into the mind of this individual, a lot of information that I think Boogie himself it did not realize he was putting out there for anyone who had the perceptual capabilities to decipher, to better understand what he was actually saying, why he was saying what he was saying. I found the documentary very interesting, and as a philosopher, I thought to myself, this is a very good opportunity to put on display just how powerful, real, actual, practical realist philosophy is when put into practice. So I wanted to do a deep dive of my own into this documentary and the actions and personality of Boogie 2988. So let's just jump right in, shall we? So before anything else, let me give a shout out to Mike Klum, and that is the channel name, that is the name of his channel, who did an excellent job on this documentary, a very thorough, very patient, very professional individual. I don't think I could have been as reserved and detached and non-judgmental and as professional as this guy. It would have been a challenge, and it was probably a challenge for him as well. So good on you, mate. You did a great job. Anyhow, let's get into your work and see what makes this Boogie guy tick.
When I'm on my deathbed, the biggest regret I will ever have is knowing that I had a job that every person in the world would fucking kill for, and I fucked it up.
Okay, so right away, self-degradation, he's trying to make us feel sorry for him, so already he's trying to portray himself as a victim. And for what I know about this guy, this is his nom de plume, as it were. This is his modus operandi. So I find that very interesting. Now, maybe he is an actual victim in this situation. Let's find out.
I'm going to be mad about that till I go to the fucking grave.
Who lost it all or who threw it all away? Because I don't know that he lost it all. That would imply that it wasn't at his own hand. It was just an act of God. No, this guy actively threw it all away by his own hand. Okay? Now facing financial ruin. No, he's not. You'll find out that's a lie. Dark, sad life. Yeah, go check out Mike Klum's channel. Guy does good work. I don't know if he's had it. I mean, he's still famous, just more infamous than famous. You had access to his financial statements. You had access to the financial statements that he would allow you to see. That said, you don't know that those were the only financial statements. Say, you don't know that you had access to all of them. You had access to what he provided you with, and that's it. 9 months? Wow. Did he pay you for this? No, he didn't. You should have gotten paid, dude. That's a heck of a long time. I mean, if this jumpstarts your career and turns you into a full-time A-lister documentarian, good on you. I'm not so sure it will, though. But anyway, let's continue.
There was one girl. I don't know if I should talk about this, Mike, but I'm going to. There was one girl that I dated. She liked...
By the way, he's not broke. We'll talk about that later in another video. But yeah, that's a lie.
Liked a lot of childish things.
Yeah, well, we tend to attract You know, people like us, like attracts like. So she's into childish things. He's into childish things as well. So that's a good fit. I can't imagine a well-adjusted, mature woman with good mental health, and they're hard to find these days, by the way, because of hookup culture and single-parent households and all that. But I can't imagine anyone like that would want to be with this guy, and I don't think he's ever been with somebody who was well-adjusted. So he's going to attract people who are damaged like himself, as you're going to see.
She liked rubber ducks. That's why I have some of these rubber ducks. And one of my favorite memories with her is us sitting in this tub, her playing with rubber ducks as I washed her, and then when we got out, I took her to bed.
Okay, that's a bizarre recounting. This is the kind of stuff that you would categorize as too much information. I don't want to know. Okay. So you had an ex-girlfriend who played with rubber ducks with you in the tub. I'm surprised, by the way, anybody else besides him could fit in that. That looks like a normal-sized tub, and he's a big guy, even though he's had gastric bypass surgery. Played with rubber ducks, washed her, and then had sex with her. Can anybody say infantilization of women? she was probably quite young as well compared to him. That's bizarre, man. That's just some weird stuff. I would keep this to myself, but I think he has a humiliation fetish. I think he enjoys being humiliated. I think he likes the attention it brings. I don't think he actually cares one way or another. Just so long as he gets, you know, attention, the shekels coming in. Although if you actually confront him about this kind of stuff, he can directly, in a negative manner, as you'll see, or as you've probably already seen, he tends to get very upset. Not great at confrontation, this guy. Very reactionary. Anyway, let's continue.
One of the best nights of my life, Mike, happened right here.
One of the best nights of his life was having sex with a young woman who plays with rubber ducks. That is sad. he wants pity. By the way, what's with taking a bath with all those suds? You can't rinse very effectively. You're not going to get very clean. And this is a lie, by the way. In 2018, Boogie had $750,000 in savings. That's not true. That's made up. That's he admits that's a lie. We're not going to talk about in this video. We're going to go through this documentary section by section in a linear manner and discuss things as we go. But yeah, that's not true. Well, why doesn't he take a shower? Oh, yeah. He's like, how much? 500 pounds? I guess you can't stand up for that long. He's got to bathe. He's got to take a bath. Ugh. What is this playing with rubber ducks? He's 49 years old. What the hell?
Yeah, so when it comes to financial approach, I don't fucking know what I'm doing. Money comes in, money goes out.
I don't believe that. I mean, I don't think he's good with money in any way, shape, or form. But I don't think he's real bad with it either, and I don't believe that he doesn't know what's happening with his money. I don't believe that.
The longest time, my ex-wife handled that shit, but then I got...
Yeah, I don't believe that either. Come on. This guy, from what I've seen, is a big-time control freak. He didn't know what was happening. He's trying to portray himself as oblivious to further explain the dire straits he's in, so you see him as a victim and feel sorry for him.
Divorced? I don't know where my money is. I don't know what it's doing. The only thing I've ever done with it is I threw it into crypto.
So meanwhile, he's sitting here saying he doesn't know where his money is, and he has an account statement on his phone showing where all his money is.
And then lost a shitload of it.
That's not true. He didn't have a starting value. A starting value of $750. See, at first they said he had $750,000 in savings, which implies liquid assets, like, you know, money, something that can, is actually has value, that can be easily converted, that itself is liquid, that he can take immediately, and it has a monetary value, and he can use it right away in the form that it's already in. This is talking about before, that said he had $750,000 in savings, meaning liquid assets, but that's not true. His starting value was in crypto, but this is the contradiction. Starting value, and liquid assets in the form of savings are two very different things. But anyway, let's continue.
Well, here's everything. If you want to see, there's $2,758 in my bank account right now. $2,758 in my bank account right now, and let's see if mortgage has come out yet. So tomorrow, when they take mortgage out, I'll have about $700 to live.
Okay. That's a bank account. How do we know that's his only bank account? This bank account he's showing us could have been one he specifically set up for performative purposes to further spread the what I believe to be a falsehood that he is actually broke, bordering on being destitute. There's other ways. There's plenty other ways you can store your money. You can store your money in a PayPal account. You can store it in another bank account other than this one. There's lots of banks out there. You could store it on a Cash App. You could store it overseas. There's plenty of ways. You can store it under your bed in the form of gold and silver bullion, yo, or just cash stuffed in your mattress. All we know is what he shows us. So we have to essentially accept what he's saying on good faith. And for what I know about this guy, no. He's a pathological liar and super-duper control freak, which is why most people are pathological liars, so they can feel like they're more in control. So, no, I don't believe. I believe that bank statement, but I also believe that's not his only bank account.
Live off of until the 20th when I get paid again from YouTube.
We'll find out that's not true. In a later video, I'm going to talk about how he has lots and lots of other money and he admits it. The thing about being a pathological liar, they tend to lie so much they can't keep track, so they often give themselves away without realizing it. And by the time they do, well, it's too late.
So I'm just going to live off of $700. And I'll probably sell some cards along the way and use that money to make ends meet as well.
Yeah, that's just performative as well, but we'll get to that later on.
I have a credit card with them that I owe $600 on. And on top of that, I still owe $163,000 on my house. I think my net worth is zero. Once you pull the equity out of the house, get rid of the house debt, sell off all my collectibles, and pay off all my debts, I think that puts me at $0.
It puts you at $0 based on that account, okay? But what other accounts might you have? And by the way, he owes how much does he owe on his house? The home debt is $165,000. I mean, didn't this guy make in 1 year alone $500,000? Was it, I forget what year it was. Was it 2018? I don't know. He had a great year, though, where he claimed to have made as much as $500,000. While at the same time, prior to that, claiming that the best year, or after that, I'm not sure. At some point, he claimed of his best month was like $30,000, and then he claimed that, he'd had a year where he made $500,000. So that doesn't make sense. If you made $500,000 in a year, then one of those months had to be above $30,000. This guy just contradicts himself left and right. But if he made that much money in a year, why didn't he pay off his house? Didn't this genius at one point buy a $100,000 Tesla? That's almost everything he owns on his house. Oh, so why didn't he pay off his house? If I had a windfall of $500,000 in a year, the first thing I would do is, if that was enough money to pay off my house, I would pay off my house!
Shit. I'm worthless.
Well, this guy's a good actor. He's got a lot of practice. Now we get to see him try to get out of the bathtub. That should be interesting. Pity shot with his two dogs that he's got in the picture to try and humanize himself. I'm a dog lover.
This is the hard part. Back to reality.
I don't know that this guy's ever had to live in actual reality since he was a kid. Or since he worked at a GameStop or some game store decades ago. Despite a gastric bypass, Boogie continues to struggle with this weight. Yeah, I had an aunt like that. She got a gastric bypass, and initially she lost weight. But the thing about the tissue that is left over of the stomach, that can also get stretched out. In her case, she just ate so much, she burst the healed tissue where they had removed her stomach. Nowadays, of course, they'll ligate it with a rubber band because that's safer. But when she got it, they'd actually removed most of her stomach. But she was such a a fatso. She couldn't stop eating, or she wouldn't stop eating is more accurate. There's no couldn't. You have willpower, despite what a lot of people like to say today. Nonsense about not having willpower or, you know, will, freedom to choose. She stuffed her face until her stomach exploded and had stomach acid leaking into her body. So, yeah, he just kept eating and stretched out what was left over of his stomach. And the gastric bypass did very little. I guess it did something, though, because apparently he was much heavier than this at one point. Oh. Trust me, he's got the $20,000 and then some. He just doesn't want to spend it because he's really doesn't have a problem with the way he is. Not really. He's content with being this creature. Trust me.
But my best feature, this is the one the ladies love. I call it my meat apron. I have two meat curtains. There's a second one.
God.
I have two glorious meat curtains.
Jesus Christ, do you know what kind of hedonist you have to be? And this guy is a hedonist. He only cares about physical pleasures. Meaning doesn't really mean anything to him. And I guess if you've never had something, you can't miss it. So for a guy who's never had meaning in his life, I suppose, you know, how to get it never even occurred to him because never had it, didn't lose it, so doesn't miss it. So he just lives for the pleasure of the moment, obviously. That's disgusting.
I don't like showing it to people, and people don't like seeing it.
This guy is really lacking in self-awareness. He doesn't like showing it. People don't like seeing it. And yet this dude just showed us on camera so we could all see it. Okay!
So that's why I'm going to die alone.
What the hell are you talking about? By the way, from what I understand, he's involved with some chick now. That's living with him and worships the ground he walks on. It's interesting how that works. And he was married for many years, and before that she was his girlfriend for many years, and yet he's going to die alone? No, he's just trying to gin up sympathy. That's all. Anyhow, that's it for this video. The next we'll continue exploring the catastrophe that is Boogie 2988. Should be very entertaining. Very analytical, so I hope you tune in. Take care.